That's the Village People on Nova 103.5 with YMCA. If that song didn't make you happy enough, well, it's time for 101 Days of Happiness. Today's tip is to practice confelicity. Yep, it's confelicity, a complicated sounding word. We all know that compassion is a foundation of true friendship, but the opposite state, experts say, is just as important. Not just having compassion for someone when they are struggling, but having shared happiness when they are having a good time. Confelicity, shared happiness. When something good happens to someone, they normally want to tell someone else. Normally that person is a friend. In doing so, in telling someone, they manage to boost their mood as well, feel happy about their good news all over again. And depending on how the person responds, they can actually strengthen their relationship with that person. If you don't respond properly and you kind of just brush it off, well, that'll probably damage that relationship a little bit. But enthusiastically supporting a friend's good news and actually asking questions about it, being engaged, is a way to be a good friend. Multiple studies have actually shown that it boosts your mood as well. Sharing in their joy makes you happier too. So the next time you get the chance, practice confelicity.